Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions. And the answers will remain confidential. So are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
I didn't get that.
Oh, well, hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're a private market research firm, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to basically ask you a few questions to get to know your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. So are you or is anyone in your household a registered, well, are they like a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
All right. So, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
All right. Would you mind sharing your age?
70,
all right. So, generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten up on the wrong track?
I'm not sure.
Not sure? All right, no worries. So, when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide on. So now I'm just going to ask you a few questions about these proposals that may appear on your ballot this November, and if you could please indicate how you would vote on it. So the proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal, or would you vote no against this proposal?
No.
No? All right. And would you say you're definitely voting no or probably voting no against?
Probably voting no.
Probably? All right. So since ballot language can sometimes be a little hard to understand, I'm basically going to read the same statement again, but in a more simple way. So this proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. And it would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. So knowing this, would you vote yes in favor or no against this proposal?
No against.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
All right, so no against, definitely. So now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No against.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
So as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County, and it would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. So keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Number two, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Number three, I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year, and the cost to the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or, lastly, number four, I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
I oppose this proposal.
All right. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? And the list goes, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, making housing more affordable, improving local roads and infrastructure, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, reducing traffic and congestion, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, protecting water quality and water supply, improving public education in local schools, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, or controlling growth and development?
Yeah, all of the above.
All right. But if you had to choose one of them, which do you think is the one that would help you and your family most if it was addressed?
Inflation.
Inflation, all right. So now I'm just going to give you a short list of some organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion towards them. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, if you could also indicate that as well, please. So the first one is your city or township government.
Here. What about it?
So what kind of opinion do you have towards your city or township government? Would you say it's very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Or would you say you have no opinion towards them or you have never heard of them?
I have no opinion right now.
All right. What about Grand Traverse County government?
Same. I have no opinion.
And what about Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
So would you have like a somewhat favorable opinion towards them or a very favorable opinion?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
All right. So do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
In some things, definitely too fast.
All right, but as a whole, like as the whole county in general, would you say it's growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
All right. So if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. So knowing this, would you say you trust or do you not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I don't know them.
All right.
So I don't know.
All right, no worries. So there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So if you could please indicate if you would strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove each of the following ways to spend this money. So the first one is to protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Yeah, I would like that.
So would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve, but you know what? I don't have any more time. I have to end this call here.
All right, no worries. Have a good rest of your day then.
You too now. Thank you.